So for Mistral's OCR model, it's not that it's a brand new architecture or a brand new concept. It's the incredible quality and accuracy that this model is achieving, an accuracy of about 94% to 95%. And it's beating out Google and Microsoft in this category, in this character recognition technology and capability. In addition to that, the processing power of Mistral's OCR model is also what makes it so impactful. Its ability to do what it's doing at the scale and for the price that it's doing it. So with Mistral, you are processing at 2,000 pages per minute and at a price of $1 per 1,000 pages, which is a lot of text data, a lot of business and enterprise data. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, honestly, the biggest problem for tonight's episode was simply deciding which topic I wanted to go with. As I mentioned, we are going to batch a few episodes over the next day or two here. And fortunately, there is a metric ton of topics and stories and announcements, as usual, in the AI world that we are going to be able to crank out for you over the course of the weekend. But as I said, tonight was a tough decision. I have a bunch of tools that I think are really cool that I want to cover. But just as I was putting together what I was going to talk about for tonight, I read about a new AI model, and not necessarily a new type of AI model or a new AI architecture, although it is a new term or definition or type of model to me anyway. So hopefully a few of you out there as well in the AI Marketing Navigator crew, so you can learn something from tonight's episode. But if you're already aware of the model type that we are going to talk about tonight, then kudos. You are definitely one of those marketers in the top percent of technical marketers out there adopting AI who are going to be at the forefront of the field for sure. Anyway, tonight we are talking about an announcement from Mistral.ai, the French startup, about their new model, which is called an OCR AI model. And that stands for an optical character recognition model. So quick little overview on what an OCR model is, and we'll get into the specifics of Mistral's implementation. And then finally, and most importantly, why it's such a huge bit of news for AI adoption and specifically for enterprise businesses and business and AI integration at the end of our episode. Anyway, an OCR model is an optical character recognition model, and this is a model that specializes in converting images of text into machine-readable format of that text. So think screenshots, or much more specifically and much more importantly, PDFs. So text files with large amounts of text, often hundreds of pages, and which almost every enterprise and business uses largely for all documentation of their processes and workflows and data, which will again become very important when we talk about why this is so significant for businesses and enterprises and therefore marketers. But unlike a typical LLM, a typical large language model, an OCR model does not specialize in that natural language processing and generation and manipulation, but instead in recognizing and extracting text from those visual inputs. And it does this by scanning documents, converting them into binary ones and zeros, cleaning that up and preparing it for reading by the AI model, and then just using its algorithms, its AI algorithms, to do pattern matching and things like that to identify the characters in those documents. So then they can be used to then generate the output information that that the user is looking for. So LLM is for language understanding, generation, manipulation. OCR is for visual text recognition and extraction of text characters from image inputs. However, as you have likely noticed in your using of many of the platforms out there that we talk about, you are able to do a lot of OCR tasks and functionality within these existing models. So for Mistral's OCR model, it's not that it's a brand new architecture or a brand new concept. It's the incredible quality and accuracy that this model is achieving, an accuracy of about 94% to 95%. And it's beating out Google and Microsoft in this category, in this character recognition technology and capability. In addition to that, the processing power of Mistral's OCR model is also what makes it so impactful. Its ability to do what it's doing at the scale and for the price that it's doing it. So with Mistral, you are processing at 2,000 pages per minute and at a price of $1 per 1,000 pages, which is a lot of text data, a lot of business and enterprise data, especially when you're talking about very data-rich businesses with a lot of complex charts and graphs and visualizations and very complex business models. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the actual announcement from Mistral and their actual model here, their Mistral OCR. And if you are watching along on video, you are seeing this landing page at mistral.ai. News about their Mistral OCR, and it reads right at the top here, introducing the world's best document understanding API. This is linked in the show notes, of course. Definitely check it out if you want to do the deep dive. Tons of amazing information here. As far as the features of this model, it's going to be multilingual, multimodal, but it's also going to be top tier in its performance with benchmarks that are fastest and best in its category. It's also going to give you specifically structured output. It's going to recognize both printed text inputs, but also handwritten text. So handwritten text in those PDFs will also be able to be inputted. It's able to do things like handle tables and forms, very complex layouts and charts, and extract text from those as well. Now, why is this so incredibly important for business and AI integration? Well, so much of business data and business processes, and any navigators out there likely already know this, basically everything that you need to feed into an AI model or an AI system to give it the context that it needs about your business operations, what it is you do, your business standing, your financials, it's all essentially, at least typically, going to be in a PDF format. And actually, one ex-post from Didi at Didi Das, who we've cited on this show before, thank you again, Didi Das, for the info, mentions that 90% of the world's organizational data is in PDFs, and I have no reason to think that's not accurate. It certainly seems like it would be, and if I had to guess, the other 10% is probably going to be spreadsheets. So a huge task and obstacle right now if you are adopting AI into your business, especially the larger scale that the business is simply providing this data to the models. Effectively, pages and pages of documents, all very important and critical, and of course, proprietary in most instances as well. So you get into all of the security discussions again there. But opening up the models with the ability to actually feed them thousands of pages on your company, on your enterprise, on your organization per minute at cheap prices, at dollar prices, has got to be one of the most important aspects of driving business and AI integration. And for those of us marketers, whether you're running your own agency or an in-house marketing department in a company, those of us marketers who are using AI and see its potential, our jobs just got a lot easier as far as feeding these models or our agents the relevant information about our organizations, which is amazing news. Just one more competitive advantage of utilizing the latest state-of-the-art AI tools for businesses who are willing to adopt them. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.